Navega Mundo. Awakens children's imagination through fun stories around the world. On an adventure through the mysterious mountain of Machu Picchu in Peru, Bianca, alone, goes through the famous Inca trails to the ruins of the sacred city. On this climb, she learns to recognize nature signs, faces fear, and discovers her inner strength to face the challenges of the future. Come on this magical adventure with us! Bianca and the Enigma of the Letter. Episode 4. The Inca Trail Challenge. On that day of blue skies, Pacha's magic canoe flew through the clouds. On board was the girl Bianca. Hang on tight, Bianca. Today we will go down the river in a lot of emotion. She hit her staff on the canoe, causing it to dive into the air. Just in time, Bianca closed her eyes and felt the water on her face. At speed, Pacha backed the canoe into the waters of the Urubamba River before taking off again. The two had traveled through time and space, arriving in present-day Peru, in the ancient little town of Ollantaytambo. On the flight, Bianca was amazed to see the ruins of the great Temple of the Sun, with its staircases and the colcas, little stone houses stuck in the mountains, where the ancient Incas stored grain from their harvest. This is what Bianca wanted, that her family's plantation would produce so much fruit that it would fill a colca up to the ceiling. Pacha advised her that the adventure in Peru would be unlike previous ones. You are here to discover more about yourself by walking the ancient Inca trail to the top of the old sacred mountain, Machu Picchu. But why do I need to go up there by walking? It is much easier and more fun to go flying in the canoe. Not always the best is the easiest one. The Inca trail must be lived. As you walk through it, you will learn to unravel the signs of nature and gain an understanding of your own value and power. That is the way in. So, Bianca, are you up for the challenge? I don't have everything needed to do this Inca trail. And I haven't even brought a jacket. Don't worry about it. Go to the Ollantaytambo market, where hikers from all over the world gather before starting the journey up to the mountain and buy the necessary with these Peruvian pesos. It's just about knowing what to choose. The girl took the money and the map and arranged with Pacha to pick her up at the top of the mountain at sunrise on the fourth day. The market was vibrant and packed with small stalls. Bianca was happy and felt as if she already knew the place. She bought a backpack made of multicolored weavings made by artisans, some fruits she didn't know, like chirimoya and potato breads with quinoa to go. She also wanted to try a delicious chicha morada juice, which was made from purple corn and pineapple. Besides tasting delicious, it also had a beautiful color. Bianca was looking at a jacket when she noticed a beautiful black onyx necklace. The pendant depicted three animals: a snake, a puma, and a condor. Bianca was fascinated by the piece of jewelry. These animals represent the sacred Inca trilogy of the three plains, explained the saleswoman. The snake symbolizes the hidden world, the unseen world. The puma is the king of the world we live in. And the condor is the guardian of the higher plane where the gods, the Apus, live. Bianca was so mesmerized by the animal's eyes made of tiny yellow crystals embedded in the stone that she decided to spend the rest of her money on it. As she was leaving the market, she was surprised by a girl dressed in typical Inca clothes. "Take my hat. You will need it." It was an unusual hat, full of vibrant colors and embroidered flowers. Bianca took this as a positive sign and followed a stone street to the starting point of the trail. But the group had already left. "Better wait for someone to show up," the girl thought. "I can't go on alone." She sat on a rock and waited until the sun went down. But no groups showed up. "Maybe you should give up," said a little voice. Bianca looked around and was startled to see a snake with bright yellow eyes, similar to the one on her necklace. "Calm down, I won't harm you," said the snake. "But this path is not for everyone. Don't you think it would be better to leave?" Afraid of being beaten and also tired of waiting, Bianca thought the snake might be right. It symbolized the unseen world, where things could not be seen clearly. "Pacha told me to observe for the signs." She stood up to return to town, when a wind blew her hat in the direction of the trail. Bianca bent down to pick it up, but it flew away again. "What a stubborn hat! And what if it wants me to keep going?" She decided to trust the wind. She put her backpack on and started her walk towards the top of the mountain. The glow of the stars was lightening the trail, and Bianca was less afraid than she thought. The way up wasn't too steep, and the nights were warm that summer. She found the silver reflection of the moon in the stone ruins so beautiful and ended up sleeping outdoors. When the sun came up, she woke up and decided to walk quickly to reach the group of tourists. Soon she realized it would be very risky because the path was narrow and went near the edge of a cliff. If she took a wrong step, she could fall into the canyon. In front of a bridge suspended over a precipice, she stopped. She felt the chills down her spine, took a deep breath, and said loudly and clearly, "You can do it! Go on, Bianca!" And she walked across the bridge without looking down. Along the way, she collected a few souvenirs, an empty nest, a piece of tree branch shaped like a llama, and a rock she found in the waterfall. She passed by constructions made by the ancient Incas to channel mountain water and irrigate the land. It was already evening when Bianca spotted a camp sign. But there was no one there. The tourists had already left, and she was going to be alone for another night. But where? She thought about shouting out for Pacha. The cold had increased, and she regretted not buying that jacket. Pacha had advised her about making the right choices. She angrily yanked the pendant from her neck, and by throwing it far away, the necklace rolled to the entrance of a cave. There could be her shelter. It was a sign. But as she entered the cave's darkness, Bianca realized she wasn't alone.
"Is anybody there? Help me, please! Because I don't know how to survive alone on this mountain."
As soon as she said that, she saw two bright yellow spots in the darkness. They were the eyes of a puma. Immediately, Bianca started shaking. Not of cold, but fear. Instead of attacking her, the puma emerged from the shadows saying, "The ancient Incas protect themselves from the cold by using two stones to make fire. Why don't you follow their example?" Bianca followed the suggestion from the sacred animal of Inca mythology. She grabbed two rocks and rubbed them together until sparks turned into flames. When Bianca turned back to thank the advice, the puma had gone. She picked up the necklace, cleaned it, and went to sleep. Unlike the previous day, the dawn from the third day did not bring Inti, the sun in the Inca language, but instead a thick fog. Even though she couldn't clearly see the trail, Bianca kept going until she reached the sign indicating 4,250 meters of altitude. At that height, there was less oxygen in the air. Bianca could barely breathe. She remembered Pacha saying that she needed to find her strength in this adventure, but maybe she was weak. The discomfort caused by the altitude, very common in the mountains and called soroche, made Bianca feel sleepy, and she fell asleep. Suddenly, within the dream, someone woke her up. It was a young man with long hair, wearing a cotton tunic and a leather pocket. "I am a spirit of the ancient Chasquis, Inca messengers who go through these paths, the Kapak Nyan, carrying important messages between the villages of our empire. And do you have any message for me?" Bianca wanted to know. "Yes, I came to tell you that the strength of this land is within you. There is very little left to complete your journey. Get rid of unnecessary weight and wake up." She woke up from that dream, relieved, and took out of her backpack what she had gathered along the way. The memories of that journey would live on her mind. She took a much lighter step forward, but still could not see because of the fog. However, she heard the buzzing sound of a bee and followed that sound until she reached a clearing in which, in the hollow of a tree, there were combs of tasty and fragrant wildflower honey. Bianca enjoyed this nutritious food and gained energy. To her surprise, the tour group was camping nearby. She was welcome and, on that night, she slept warmly inside a tent. There were only two more hours to go before the end of the walk to Machu Picchu. This final stretch of the path was done in the dark, so that the arrival through the Puerta del Sol could happen at sunrise. Bianca woke up when she heard one of the walkers shouting to the others. "Look! Over there is faster!" Bianca was ready to follow him down the shortcut when a huge condor flew low over her head. She remembered that it is the third animal in the Inca trilogy, the guardian of the higher plane, much as the puma is the king of the earthly world and the snake of the unseen world. Bianca heard him say, "Don't stray from your goal. To find out more about yourself, go through the ancient Inca path." The girl understood the message of the sacred animal. "Hey, wait," said Bianca. "We shouldn't go over there. Let's take the main trail." She felt her heart beating fast.
Let's trust the path the ancient Incas left for us. The group was still looking at each other indecisively about what to do, when Bianca decided to follow the main trail. She saw what she had never seen and heard what she had never heard. Pacha was right. Walking the trail had made her more prepared. When they reached the sacred portal, the group felt the power of Bianca's decision and applauded her. The sun's rays were rising on the horizon and passing through Intipunku, the Puerta del Sol. Its golden light covered the ruins of the sacred city of Machu Picchu, announcing the beginning of a new day and a new Bianca too. The girl has overcome several barriers. This made her more confident, thus able to face new challenges. Pacha went to get her and told her, "You will live a new adventure. To face it, you will have to cross the seas towards Africa." The end. Navega Mundo, cultural storytelling podcasts to listen anytime, anywhere. The illustrated scene makes reference to the ruins of Machu Picchu in the Inca trilogy, the serpent, the puma, and the condor. This story is also available in Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese. Discover the next adventure! See you next time! Making: concept, research, execution and coordination by Marta Elisa Castro Eberle. Funding: cultural incentive law from Caxias do Sul, Rio Grande do Sul, Brasil. Cultural support: serviços de guincho Vanim. Support: Instituto Elisabetta Randon. Fundraising by Capta Ação Gestão de Projetos. Project Participants: text by Angélica Lopes. Narration by Valquíria Ruaro dos Reis. Audio production carried out by Luciano Lubisco Leães. Tayana Neuer, Rubia Frisso, Adriano Oliveschi, Magda Torresini, Cleudis Tonoli, Luana Pacheco, Camila Cavion, Rafael Sartor,
Carla Zampieri,
Minsky Idiomas,
Teodô, Marketing Digital,
Eleven Design, Lato Senso Assessoria de Comunicação, Ege Agência Digital, Trine Design de Interação, CB Soluções Audiovisuais, Ramone Gracelli and Contual Contabilidade. Collaborators: Paulo Guzmão, Carlos Nevado, Daniel Baca Espinosa and Mariana de Carvalho Ferreira. Special thanks to the teachings of José Luiz Parisi. All rights reserved to Marta Elisa Castro Eberle. Did you know that children with a mobile device connected to the internet can learn and have fun at the same time? Navegamundo.com. The Navegamundo channel is also available on audio platforms.